It's Tagalog Tuesday. Welcome to Tagalog 101. Today, we will learn about colors. Some words that you will hear are borrowed words from the Spanish language. I would also teach you the equivalent word in the old or classical Tagalog. Let's start with primary colors first. Red. Pula. Pula. Pulang mansanas. Red apple. Ang mansanas ay pula. Pula. Meaning, the apple is red. Blue. Azul. Or bughao. The word bughao is often used by our elders, but in some parts of Luzon, the word azul is also acceptable. Yup, you're right. Azul is a borrowed word, but often used in the modern Tagalog. Example, hindi uulan ngayon. Ang langit ay kulay azul. Or, hindi uulan ngayon. Ang langit ay kulay bughao. Meaning, it's not going to rain today. The sky is color blue. Blue. Azul. Bughao. Yellow. Dilaw. Dilaw na saging. Let's use it in a sentence. Ang saging ay hinugna. Ito ay kulay dilaw. Dilaw. Meaning, the banana is already ripe. It is color yellow, or it is yellow in color. Now, let's move on to the secondary colors. Green, verde, or luntian. Again, for the modern Filipino speakers, we don't usually use the word luntian anymore. We often use the word verde. But you see, for me, the word green is much easier to say. Here's an example of green and yellow in Tagalog, wherein I'm going to sing an excerpt from the song of one of my favorite artists. Are you ready? You ready to listen?
Nakita kita sa isang magazine. Dilaw ang iyong suot at buhok mo'y green.
That is how they talk now in Filipino. A lot of borrowed words, which actually is much easier to say. The meaning of the phrase is, I saw you in a magazine, you're wearing color yellow, and your hair is color green. Orange. Kulay dalandan. But we don't usually use the word kulay dalandan anymore. Instead, we use the word, guess what? Yep, color orange. Example, pahiram naman ang kulay orange na blouse mo. May I borrow your color orange blouse? Violet. In Tagalog, violeta. But most Filipinos now would say purple or violet. Yep, we also say it as it is. I'll give you a little trivia. The difference between violet and purple is that violet appears in the visible light spectrum, or rainbow, whereas purple is simply a mix of red and blue. Violet has the highest vibration in the visible spectrum, but Filipinos who are not fine arts major don't really care about this. For as long as the shade is similar, you can say it either way. So violet is not quite as intense as purple, but its essence is similar. This trivia is taken from the Empower Yourself with ColorPsychology.com. I'll make commercial pa. Ang kulay ng talong ay violet. The color of the brinjal or the eggplant is violet. Sometimes they say violet. Sometimes they say purple. I think you will get it if your ear is used to hearing Tagalog words. There you have it, guys. Please share this to your friends who would like to learn more about Tagalog. Or if you want to learn more, just check out my Tagalog 101 folder on the right sidebar of my blog. Maraming salamat po at paalam!